Islam, the deadliest cult in the history of the world, is spreading out of control. Meet the Westerners finding belonging in Islam, the world's fastest growing religion. Islam is the world's fastest growing religion due to globalization, immigration, and higher birth rates, as noted by Pew Research Center. It makes sense. Interestingly, there's also a gradual stream of Westerners picking up Islam. Islam isn't the fastest growing religion in the world because it's so amazing and filled with love like the media would lead you on to think. It's because wherever they get the opportunity, they take whatever they can by force. Here we're watching how Muslims in Pakistan treat Christian churches. When they get the opportunity, they break down the crosses, they burn the buildings, and they persecute the Christian believers who attend these churches. Now, the Bible gives us some very clear examples of the characteristics of Satan. Let's look at a few of these examples and see if they share any similarities with Islam. Satan is known as the father of lies. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Islam is referred to by many people as the religion of peace. The Review of Religions posted an article titled, "Yes, Islam is a religion of peace." When you read what the Quran has to say about how Muslims are supposed to treat people who don't follow Islam, you can see that that religion of peace is actually a flat-out lie. Quran chapter 5 verse 33. "Indeed, the penalty of those who wage war against Allah and His Messenger and spread mischief in the land is death, crucifixion, cutting off their hands and feet on opposite sides, or exile from the land. This penalty is a disgrace for them in this world, and they will suffer a tremendous punishment in the hereafter." We can see the jihad report from August 2024, how many attacks, how many people killed and injured have taken place in the name of Islam. This is documented on thereligionofpeace.com. Murdering and lying has its origins with Satan. So when that is the foundation of a religion, you can know that the God that it follows is Satan. The true God, the God of the Bible, does not teach confusion or lies and actually promotes peace and love. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. John 10:10 gives us another description of the characteristics of Satan. "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy." Let's take a look at a few of the countries around the world where people from Islamic nations have migrated more and more, and see if there's any similarities between the characteristics of what's going on and what we've read about Satan. Bangladeshi media reports about Hindu boy being killed over blasphemy allegations by Muslim mob. Deletes report after video goes viral showing army police presence during crime. ISIS-affiliated Syrian asylum seeker responsible for terror attack in Germany killing three. Terror in West Bank. Three police officers shot dead near Hebron. This attack was done by an Islamic terrorist. This video from the UK, we can see Muslim immigrants walking through the streets with baseball bats, brass knuckles, and knives, spreading violence, very similar to what we read in Quran chapter 5, where unbelievers and those who don't believe in Allah and His Messenger Muhammad should be attacked and kicked out of the land. Make no mistake, the goal of this death cult religion is to take over every nation however they get the opportunity. In this next clip, we hear a Muslim man talking about how they want to evangelize to the nations through Dawah, that's their evangelizing, and they believe that soon Britain will be an Islamic nation.
"Islam destroyed the religion of Christianity in the West, and now they are open to Islam. Believe it's good. If it carries on like this, it's good. And if they allow us, if they believe in their democratic system and their freedom of speech, I believe one day Britain with free will, people will come to Islam. I think it might be an Islamic country. Leave only if they go against their own principles is when they will stop Islam. We don't need violence. We don't need none of this. Let us do da'wah. And then you will see people in the thousands coming to Islam. And then we're going to see, are you going to take violent, kick us out? We don't know what you're going to do. Our job is you let us do our da'wah and we'll see.
He said that they wouldn't do it violently, but as we've seen, clearly that's not the intention of those following Islam. Not only that, but Taqiyya is a belief in Islam where they can lie to further Islam and it won't be held against them by Allah. More proof that if lying's part of your religion, you're probably following a religion whose god is Satan, the father of lies. Muhammad received why from an encounter with an angel. This is how he received instructions to write the Quran and create the religion of Islam. Why is the word in Islam used for revelation? While isolating at the cave of Ura, Muhammad was visited by the angel Gabriel, who revealed to him the beginnings of what would become known as the Quran. This took place 600 years after the last biblical book was written. Muhammad started to create the Quran with identical biblical stories and people from the Bible. The flood of Noah and Moses crossing the Red Sea are a few very clear plagiarized verses first written in the Bible, later in the Quran. Exact people from the thousands of years of biblical stories were taken and used in the Quran as well. Adam, Abraham, Moses, Noah, John the Baptist, and Jesus Christ, just to name a few. This sure seems like a new story is being written to replace the old, like a new revelation was given to Muhammad from an angel. Praise God, God in his wisdom knew that this was coming and gave us a verse written 600 years before in the book of Galatians to warn us of this deception of Islam. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. One of the main distinctions between Islam and Christianity is that those following Islam reject Jesus Christ as the Son of God. God warned us in the Bible again how serious this denial is. This truth about accepting Jesus as the Son of God, one with God, is the most important detail about following God and his ways. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Sadly, denying Jesus as the Son of God is one of the most important beliefs in Islam. There's about 13 verses that mention that God has no son in the Quran. It is not befitting for Allah to take a son. Exalted is He. When He decrees an affair, He only says to it, be, and it is. Islam not only rejects Jesus as being the Son of God, but they also reject God as having the Holy Spirit and being three, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. So believe in Allah and His messengers, and do not say three. Desist. It is better for you. Indeed, Allah is but one God. Exalted is He above having a son. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth, and sufficient is Allah as disposer of affairs. This is a terrifying position for Muslims to be in, whether they see it or not. They're rejecting Jesus, and not only that, but rejecting the Holy Spirit. But thank God that God is merciful and long-suffering. Many of these Muslims are forced into believing in Islam. As we can see, they have a violent stranglehold on nations, forcing people to follow the Islamic ways or deal with being attacked, persecuted, and potentially killed. The one and true living God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, doesn't want unbelievers' hands and feet to be cut off. He longs for them to come to acceptance of the Lord Jesus. And that's why it's so amazing to see many Muslims around the world are having encounters with Jesus and turning from Islam to the truth of Christianity. Missionaries report Muslims meeting Jesus in dreams in levels we have never seen in 1400 years. The love of Jesus is reaching out to people all over the world including Muslims. And an amazing thing is happening in Iran, where Muslims are turning from Islam to the truth of Jesus Christ. Senior cleric claims religion in Iran weak, 50,000 mosques closed. A senior Iranian cleric says around 50,000 of Iran's 75,000 mosques are closed, showing the declining numbers of Iranians attending. The God of Islam is Satan. The main fruit that is produced by Islam is what John 10:10 tells us is the actions of Satan: to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But John 10:10 also mentions one other thing that we haven't looked at yet, and it's the amazing, incredible, free gift that Jesus Christ offers to everyone in the world, to the lost, to those following Islam. Anyone who will turn from any other way and accept Jesus as the Lord of their life. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly.